One of the big unknowns under the new presidential administration is what will happen with education. What we do know is that both Donald Trump and his pick for education secretary, Betsy DeVos, support school vouchers. Milwaukee boasts the longest-running voucher program in the country. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello sat down with Milwaukee education guru Alan Borsak to get his take on how that program could provide a template for the country over the next 4 years.
I feel like what I've been hearing the most concern about, if we're talking about education more generally under a President Trump, it's that he's got this proposal to plug all kinds of money into school choice.
The Trump education platform during the campaign, his basic position was all schools should be run locally. And then during the campaign, maybe in September, he gave a speech and announced that he wanted to put $20 billion behind promoting school choice around the country. That's never been fleshed out at all. $20 billion to come from where, to go to where, over what period of time. Betsy DeVos, his choice for Secretary of Education, has a very strong identity as a pro-school choice person. She's been involved in charter schools in Michigan intensively. They don't have a voucher program in Michigan, so she hasn't been involved in that, but she's been involved nationally in vouchers. She was chairman in recent years of the American Federation for Children, which is a very influential pro-voucher group. She's also been involved over time a lot in Wisconsin, in pro-voucher political campaigns here, donations to candidates. The American Federation for Children had its roots as an organization in Milwaukee. So she has strong ties here. But what are they going to do? What does it really mean? What can you accomplish with $20 billion, which is a lot of money, but not going to pay the tab for a whole lot of things once you spread it out nationwide? There's been no details given. I'm hoping at some point they'll start to flesh out all of this. I'm very interested in where the $20 billion might come from, because either it's got to be new money, and that seems like a stretch to me. Trump wants to cut taxes and so on. There's lots of other demands. He wants to spend money on infrastructure and so on and so on. Or it's got to come from somewhere that exists. Nonetheless, changing things isn't always so easy, even if you're the president and even if you're a president named Donald Trump.
So with DeVos's ties to Wisconsin and with the fact that we have the longest running voucher program in the nation, do you think that Wisconsin could be maybe a model if all of this money going into choice is really where they're headed?
I really don't know. On the one hand, I would think Wisconsin may benefit less than a lot of places because we have such a developed school choice picture in Wisconsin. We've got a very big program in Milwaukee, of course. We've got a pretty big program in Racine. We've got a growing program statewide, all for private school vouchers. We've got some ideas beginning to grow for other options. We've got a fairly active charter scene, but that has not thrived the way vouchers have, and it's mostly limited to the Milwaukee area. So are we a developed scene that doesn't need a federal boost, or are we a model that they're going to really want to tout and build up? I could picture either. I frankly, more easily could picture that they're going to concentrate on places that don't have school choice to the degree Wisconsin has now.